Good morning. Welcome to worship. Special welcome to any visitors, first time. Glad you're here. Hope get a chance to get acquainted and that you can come back. We have a lot going on today. A lot of announcements here, but first of all, just to welcome Cara Anderson and Lydia Jewell here representing Inspiration Point Bible Camp. They'll be leading us in some worship, singing, and also sharing about the ministry of camp later in the service. So welcome. Glad to have you here and eager to hear about what the Lord's doing at EyePoint. And they were also with the kids' Sunday school just before the service as well. We've got a lot of announcements here. You just strap in. We're gonna try to fly through them here as we can, in no particular order. Well, first of all, let's start with since we're on Inspiration Point, you may maybe notice a display. There's information there. There's some sheets about registering for our upcoming retreats and even camp next summer. Encourage you to. Think about signing up for camp early. It's a good way to make sure you reserve a spot, and there's some discounts usually available if you get your registration in early. Also notice in the bulletin there's an insert that has some prayer concerns. You can be praying for the ministry of EyePoint. They're at it year-round. Yes?
Also, for kids before the camp, the supervisor has graciously agreed to give $50 for each kid for a let us know, and we'll be sure that the kids get that money.
50, and that's for retreats?
Or summer camp.
Right. Is the amount the same, though, for summer? Okay.
Yep.
You said how much?
50.
All right. There it is. So there's help from Stavanger Church to send your kids to EyePoint. Great. So take this and use it. Be praying for the staff and the Lord's ministry out there. All right. And following the service today, there's a couple of items. First, there's Holy Communion that'll be available in the library. Pastor Eric will be leading that if you missed Communion last Sunday and wish to come, or if you were at Communion last Sunday and you wish to come again, there it is, immediately following the service. And after that, you can go downstairs for another meal, and our fellowship dinner, as the smells are wafting up the stairway, even now distracting me, that will be prepared. And if you didn't know, I didn't bring anything. Actually, I shouldn't. No. Everyone's brought extra. They've brought. So come on down. There's going to be plenty of food. Stick around if you can and enjoy some fellowship and food. Oh, can't wait. Yeah. So that's one. Also coming up is the harvest party this coming Saturday, the 16th, from 4 to 7 p.m. There's a little flyer on the back table you can grab that has more information on that. A lot of fun. Pray for good weather and come family event to enjoy some food and activities and all that's involved there. Okay, well, and we have on... yes. I was asked to relay if you have flowers and decorations in the cemetery, to please remove those at your soonest convenience. We're getting ready for fall cleanup, which is a segue into that, for the 23rd of October at 9 a.m. It's a Saturday. If you are able, show up here with a rake if you have one or other cleanup tools, and we'll clean up the churchyard and have a little lunch after that. So that's the 23rd, 9 a.m., and if the weather's not cooperative, it'll get bumped back to the following Saturday. Okay. We're not done yet. Hang on. Operation Christmas Child. Here we go. That one's in your bulletin this week. You can read about that. It's something we've done in past years, filling shoeboxes, sending them off with gospel messages to kids around the world. And there's suggestions on specific things, you can donate items or simply money to help buy items or to make sure they get sent. And those will be packed on November 7th. So please read the details there. And if you got more questions, you can talk to Joy Matheson, and her contact information is there. All righty. We're cruising. We're getting down to the end of the list, but we're not there yet. The Bible studies this week are posted in your bulletin. We have Tuesday evening, and now also Tuesday morning, daytime Bible study. And it'll be the same study topic that we're doing on Tuesday evenings. Jesus Wins, a Biblical Overview of End Times Prophecy. Okay? That Tuesday morning, we're starting up this week. That is the plan, Lord willing. 10 a.m. Contact me if you want to be there in person, or if you want to be in via Zoom. You can Zoom in from wherever you are for that Tuesday morning study. So, contact me. My contact information is on the back of the bulletin. And speaking of my contact information, that reminds me of another announcement to make. If you've received an email from me, what? You have to contact me to find out. It's a secret. That was on purpose. Just to protect the privacy of the location. I'm not going to say it publicly on YouTube, all right? The whole world could show up and there might not be enough cookies. So, yeah. No, contact me if you're interested in the location of either the Tuesday morning or evening one. I'll tell you. And speaking of my contact information, if you received an email message from me asking about gift cards for the staff, please don't respond to it. That was not from me. In our presence here received that kind of message a couple days ago, so I'm still trying to figure out what's happened, but there's some kind of hackery, scammery going on. So don't be buying gift cards unless you hear it from me personally out of my mouth. Don't trust that the email is from me just because it looks like it is, because it probably isn't if it's something like that. So be on the lookout. These kind of things happen from time to time, and this time it happened to me. So I think gift cards for the staff, that is a real nice idea, but I'm not going to ask you to do that over email. That's not a veiled hint or anything. That was just the scam. Anyway, never mind. They've got the new Bible study all announced, and I think I'm out of announcements. Oh my goodness, how'd that happen? Does anyone have any more? Last call for announcements. Okay, good. That was above average in announcement volume. Yeah. So we talked about sticking around for the meal. We got it all. Good. Okay. Let's just take a deep breath and move on. We have come here to worship our Lord, and to do that, let us hear the call to worship from Psalm 90, verses 12 through 17. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Let us pray. O Lord, teach us and call us here to worship you. We pray your blessing on this service, the sharing of testimony of your word, the singing of your praises. May you and your name be lifted up among us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite Cara now to lead us in songs of worship.
All right, let's stand and sing together.
speaking. So Lydia is going to help us with those signs. If you want to try them, we're going to sing "Let Us Be."
And Cara, let us continue our worship, confessing our sins and hearing the assurance of our forgiveness in Christ. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your word, and obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us and has given his only Son to die for us. And for his sake, forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Let us also confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I invite Cara and Lydia to share about EyePoint.
All right. Good morning again, everybody. It is such a pleasure to be with you this morning here at Stavanger. First of all, before I get into the details about what Inspiration Point is all about, I just wanted to say thank you to all of you, because I know that lots of you in this congregation are people who pray for Inspiration Point. I know that some of you have attended and have come out to camp. Some of you give financially to camp. And as Tammy mentioned earlier, we're so thankful for church families like Stavanger who come alongside and say, we believe in the mission of camp, and we want to send students that way. So I wanted to say thank you for that, and just for telling people about opportunities that are for them at Inspiration Point. So thank you. Thank you for letting Lydia and I be here today to share a little bit with you. It's such a joy to be part of a ministry that gets to partner with churches and be partners in the gospel together, all with the same mission. So thank you for that to start. And this morning, I am just so excited to get to share with you a little bit about Inspiration Point and what it's all about, and you'll get to see a few pictures up on the screen too, which is probably an even better way to share about it than what I'm able to tell you. But I know some of you are very familiar with Inspiration Point, and for some of you it may be new. So Inspiration Point is a Christian camp that's located in Vining, Minnesota, so not too far away, probably 40 or 45 minutes from here. And Inspiration Point exists to provide time, space, and biblical teaching so that people would encounter and follow Christ. That's kind of our mission statement, is to provide time away from the distractions of life, and space, a space that's a little bit quieter than probably what we're used to, space to be in creation, and biblical teaching. We are passionate about sharing the word of God with people, and we get to see some beautiful things happen as people spend time in God's creation, and they open up his word, and we get to see the Lord speak to people in a very special way. I just wanted to share one story with you, just to kind of give you a little window into the ministry of camp. And this story is from this last summer. So throughout the summer, we run 10 weeks of youth camp, and then we run 8 family camps as well. So it's pretty packed. But this story comes from the very, very last week of camp. So this was in August. There was a sweet fifth grade girl who came to camp, and it was her first time staying away from home in quite a while. So that was kind of new to her. And in the first day or two, she was having a great time at camp, but she was missing home. And she was kind of thinking, you know, I don't know if I'm going to make it through these 4 days at camp. She was just missing family, which we tell kids, you know, that's a good thing, right? When you're missing home and you're missing your parents and things. And this girl was not so sure that she was going to be able to stay for the 4 days, but we had good conversations with her and were able to encourage her, you know, in being brave and doing something new and coming alongside her. And then that night that she had kind of had a little bit of a tough day, we had our Christ hike, which is the passion play that we put on week after week that allow the guests to kind of walk through the last days of Jesus's life and to watch him in his ministry and healing people and teaching, and then ultimately Jesus's death and resurrection. And after the Christ hike, this girl was talking with her counselor and said, I know why I needed to stay. I know why I needed to be at camp. She said, I've never trusted Jesus before, and I want to do that. And so her counselor got to pray with her and got to be kind of have a front row seat to this sweet fifth grade girl putting her trust in Jesus. And this girl just kept saying, I know why I needed to stay. God knew why I needed to be here at camp. It just over and over again, we got to see just God's faithfulness in giving this girl what she needed to be able to stay at camp for the week. And he had big plans in store for her. And so we got to give that girl a Bible, and she got to underline, you know, some promises of God for her to take home with her. And that was just really special to watch this girl who, you know, she wasn't so sure. It was kind of new to her, but she just said over and over, I know why I needed to be at camp. And as the ministry of Inspiration Point continues, we are so thankful to get to see things like this happen day after day and week after week as God meets people at camp, just like he meets people in the church and in places all over. And so it's a privilege to be able to do that. And I could tell you more stories, and I would love to. So if you want to hear more stories, you can ask. But I, lastly, before we show you a video, just want to invite you to be a part of what is going on at Inspiration Point. And that might look different for each one of you, but I wanted to tell you, coming up, we have some events going on. We have a young adults retreat coming up, actually, this upcoming weekend. So if you know any young adults, you can invite them to that. We have retreats for students all throughout the year. So age, or grade 3 through 12, we have have retreats for them every season of the year. And so if you look on our website or grab one of our brochures, it'll tell you about that. We also have some women's events coming up, quilt and scrap and stamp retreats, and then a women's retreat coming up in the spring. We have a men's retreat this winter. There's opportunities to volunteer out at Inspiration Point, and it's not too far away. So if you would like to come out and give us some of your time to volunteer, I know some of you in this church do, and we're so thankful for that. And then looking ahead to summer, I told the kids downstairs, they said it with me, they said, it's never too early to sign up. And so we're even thinking about next summer and getting ready for that season and looking forward to that. So if you have any questions about getting registered for camp or what camp is all about, myself and Lydia would love to talk with you. We're both working out there full time right now. But to continue, I would love to just show you actually two videos. So the first video is going to be our summer highlight video from the summer of 2021. So you'll get to see a picture of what camp looks like, which I think is sometimes the best way to learn about it. And then right after that, we're going to have another video, actually from Carl Jewell. A lot of you probably know him. He's part of the Stavanger family. And he's going to share just a little bit about his testimony of working at camp and getting to see God work at camp. So we'll watch those two videos, and then I'll just share a little more with you.
My name is Carl Jewell. I would love to tell you about my time at Inspiration Point. My 4 summers working at Inspiration Point have been a tremendous blessing to me, and I still see its impact today. The experiences and lessons I learned play a large role in who I am today. Not only has iPoint greatly blessed me, but I have seen it greatly bless others as well. God has used iPoint to help kids come to a trusting faith in God's promise for eternal life. But he does more than work through iPoint to bless kids. One weekend, a couple came to camp as a last-ditch effort to save their marriage. God worked mightily through iPoint in their lives. And by the end of the weekend, they went home with a new sense of hope, and they left their divorce papers in the garbage can at iPoint. I hope that you too will be able to be blessed by Inspiration Point.
Awesome. I hope those videos just gave you kind of a little glimpse into what camp looks like. It gets me excited for summer to come back around already. I know it's only October, but it's fun to look back on what God did during this summer. And just one more thing I'd love to say about camp and the ministry at camp. I kind of told you our mission statement. And another thing that we just spend time praying for as a staff is that when people come away to Inspiration Point, that they would leave one step closer to Jesus. And so, you know, sometimes we have people come who are trusting in Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and maybe they leave with a new excitement to share the gospel. Sometimes we have people who come, we had a girl come this last summer who came to camp and she said, I don't believe anything that you're telling me. And she left. She stood up on the last night of camp and she said, you know, I still have a lot of questions, but I'm thinking about what Jesus did. And so our prayer is that people would come one step closer. So wherever they come, that they would leave knowing Jesus more. And so it's such a privilege to be part of that. And again, I just want to say thank you to all of you for playing a role in the ministry at camp too, by praying and giving of your time and sending people to camp. So we hope we'll get to see you in these next few months at camp. But for now, I would love for the kids that are in the service today to come on up and take a seat up with me, because I have some things to share with you. So we get to do a little message this morning, kind of like we do at a week of camp. So kids, come on up. And adults, this is going to be for you too, so don't worry. Awesome. You guys can come take a seat right here. We'll make it comfortable for you. Okay, look at this. We have quite the crew. This is awesome. Now, a lot of you were at Sunday school this morning, and some of you were saying you've been to Inspiration Point before, right? Do you think if you've been to Inspiration Point, could you raise your hand up so that the adults in the back could see? A lot of these kids have been out to camp, which is awesome, and we just love having them. So, my friends, this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about the theme that Inspiration Point is doing at camp right now for this fall, and the theme is called Navigate. Can you guys say Navigate with me? Navigate, okay? So the first question I have for you is this. I want you to raise your hand if you have ever used a map before. Adults, you can participate too. Raise your hand if you've used a map before, okay? Now watch what happens to the hands. Keep your hands up. Keep your hand in the air if you've used a paper map, a map that you maybe unfold, you unfold it really big. Okay, some of these younger ones in the front have used a paper map before. How many of you have used a map on your phone, okay? So maybe you type in the address, or you've maybe seen an adult use a map on their phone before. You've done that? Okay, awesome. You can put your hands down. Now, I have a question for those of you up here in the front. What do we use a map for? What's the purpose of a map? Why do we use it? Yeah, she said to find our way so we don't get lost. That's an awesome way to put it. Does someone else have another way you could describe it? Why do we use a map? Why are they important? What do you think?
So
we can find the right place to go. Exactly. Maps are important, aren't they? They show us the way to our destination. They keep us on the right path or on the right road, maybe if we're driving. And if we make a wrong turn, they sometimes help us get back to the right place, right? They keep us safe and they keep us from getting lost. Now, can you think of a time when a map has been really helpful to you? Adults, maybe you can think of a time too. If you would have been without a map, you would have been pretty lost, right? Yeah? I'm going to tell you a quick story about a time just a couple weeks ago. I was at a corn maze. Have any of you been at a corn maze before? Yeah. So I had my nephew and my 2 nieces with me, and they're ages 3 and under, and we were at a corn maze. So I was thinking, oh boy, we better get a map, right? So that we don't get lost inside the corn maze. And we didn't make it very far. We only made it a little way in, and our map helped us find our way back out. We didn't make it through the entire thing, but the map was so so helpful for us to find our way. And sometimes if we're going somewhere and we don't have a map to follow, we feel a little bit lost and we're not quite sure where to go. So today, my friends, we're going to talk about how God's Word, the Bible, is kind of like a map for our life. It shows us the way to go, and it teaches us the right path to follow as we follow Jesus. So I'm going to share with you a verse that comes from God's Word. It's from the book of John, okay? And my friends in the front, if I start saying the verse, and you've maybe heard this verse before, will you go like this? If you've heard it before, it says this. This is John 14:6. It says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Have you heard that one before? Yeah, that's Jesus talking. He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." So I want you to put up three fingers. Those of you in the front, put three fingers up. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." We're going to talk about how those things kind of tell us how God and His Word are like a map for our lives. First of all, God's Word shows us the way. It shows us the way to go and the way to take throughout our life. Now, I have a question for you. If I was going to send each one of you out and I was going to say, okay, you all are going to be the navigators for whoever brought you to church, and I want you to navigate and to tell whoever's driving how to get from church to, let's say, Walmart. Have you been to Walmart before? Do you think every single one of you would take the exact same way to get to Walmart, or are there a lot of ways to get there? There is a lot of ways, right? Some of you would maybe take a few different turns. Some of you might choose different paths, different ways to get from here to Walmart. There's lots of different paths, but guess what? God's Word is a little bit different. God's Word says that there is one way. Can you put up a number one? One way to be in heaven with Jesus, and that's by believing in Him. Jesus said, "I am the way," right? God's Word tells us that Jesus is the only way. So unlike we have a lot of different ways to travel from one place to the next, there's one way to be in heaven with God, and that's by believing in Jesus. Now, put up a number two. We said God tells us that He's the way. Jesus is the way. Do you remember the second one? It starts with a T. The truth, exactly. A map helps us to stay on the right path, and it helps us to stay away from paths that could be dangerous, right? So I have a question. How many of you have been traveling in the car, and someone was using their phone for navigating, and they maybe took a wrong turn? Has that happened when you've been in the car before? Okay. Now, sometimes, adults, you've probably experienced this. Maybe you take a right turn when you were supposed to take a left turn, and your phone says something like this: recalculating. Have you heard that before? Kids, have you heard that before? Maybe it says recalculating. That means it's going to help you get back to the right path if you took a wrong turn. Guess what? God's Word tells us exactly what's true. And if we kind of get off track, God's Word brings us back because it holds the truth that we need for our lives. There's a verse in the Bible that says, "Guide me in your truth and teach me." God's Word is the truth, and it helps us to stay on the right path. Okay, that's number two. We said Jesus is the way, the truth, and the... Who remembers it?
Life.
Exactly. God's Word gives us a destination. Like if I was sending you to Walmart and that was your destination, God's Word gives us a destination that we look forward to at the end of our life if we believe in Jesus. Do any of you know what that is? At the end of our life, if we believe in Jesus, that means we get to be in heaven. Heaven is our destination. A map brings us to our destination, and God's Word tells us about our final destination. Sometimes when we're driving somewhere and we have a destination in mind, we ask a question like this: are we there yet? Have we made it yet? Adults, have you heard that before? Maybe you've asked that. Maybe some of you have said that. Are we there yet? Are we close? Are we almost there? Have you said that before when you're driving in the car for a long time? Yes. And sometimes, you guys, that's kind of how we feel in life as we're traveling throughout life and waiting to be in heaven with Jesus. We sometimes think, are we there yet? Are we close? Right? And we can look forward to the day that we are in heaven with Jesus. God's Word tells us that our final destination when we trust in Him is eternal life in heaven. So as we journey throughout life and navigate through this world, we can look forward to our destination of heaven, which is coming someday for those of us who believe. So my friends, right now I want you to point right here to this Bible. Okay? You can even point with both hands if you want to. This book right here, I want you to you to know this as you go today. And I know that your church family wants you to know this too. This book gives you all that you need to walk through life. It shows you the way. It tells you that the way to heaven is through Jesus. It teaches you the truth about who God is. And it gives you life. It tells you about eternal life in heaven with Jesus. So I would love to pray, and I'm going to pray that each one of us in this room, every one of us in this room, would live our lives trusting in God's word, our map for our life. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day that you've given to us to be in your house with a family of believers. God, thank you that you've given us your word as a map, and I ask that you would help us to follow it and to walk in your ways and to look to you for what's true, and that we might look forward to eternal life in heaven with you someday, Jesus. So thank you for each one here, and I pray that you would bless them as we go today. In your name, amen. Awesome. You guys were awesome listeners. You can head back to your spots. Awesome. All right, John, I'll welcome you back up.
Thank you, Cara. Well said. Well said. Well, you just got a taste of what you can experience out at iPoint, and thank you, Cara and Lydia, for bringing it here today, and we look forward to continuing to partner with the Ministry of iPoint in days and years to come. Just so you know, one way you can partner is if you are sticking around for the fellowship meal, there's usually a donation basket as you go through the line, and the donations that are received for the fellowship meal today will be given to iPoint. So keep that in mind, and the offering plate for the regular Stavanger offering is at the back entry. Well, let us turn to the Lord in prayer. If there are any additional prayer concerns, we can share those now. All right. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you again for the ministry of iPoint and the lives impacted there, Lord, by you and your word, working through the staff and volunteers and others, Lord, continue to bless and uphold the ministry of iPoint. Greg and Janet and the rest of the full-time staff and the summer staff, as well as they'll be being interviewed in the weeks to come and gathered for looking ahead for the next summer. Pray for your blessing on all the retreats happening there and the plans for future ministry endeavors. Lord, may you continue to bless it, to be a blessing. And we pray, Lord, for those who are ill among us. We think of, Lord, those who are sick, who are recovering from injury and surgery. Lord, meet each one according to their own need. We pray that you would encourage them as they wait for your hand of healing to be upon them. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to be mindful of those around us who need encouragement, who need a helping hand with something. Lord, may you use us to show your love in tangible ways in your name. And we pray, Lord, for those who are working at harvesting the crops. We pray for favorable weather. We thank you for rain, Lord, and we pray for things to dry up in due time for the remaining harvest as well. And help us, Lord, to trust in you and your provision for whatever our situation in life is. So, Lord, we pray for these things, and we trust you for them. And we ask them in the name of our Lord Jesus, who also taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our closing chorus. Congregation, may rise as you're able. Couple of last-minute announcement reminders. There is Holy Communion in the library following the service, and also if you're welcome to go straight down to the fellowship hall to begin fellowship meal. Cara and Lydia will be here for a short time following the service. They both will need to leave at some point for other things, but while they're here, grab them, ask a question if you have about EyePoint, and be around the table or just find wherever they are. And we'll after the doxology we sing, we'll sing to the same tune our table prayer: "Be present at our table, Lord, be here and everywhere adored. These mercies bless and grant that we may strengthened for thy service be today." All right, so we'll sing that just following the doxology, and after that you may be dismissed by the dinner bell to leave on your way, go to communion, or straight downstairs as you wish. So let us receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.